Okay, back at 3:39. Okay, now we're on the strategic plan side. So, first I put communications, website, and social media. So the website, I've been trying to work on the last couple years to at least make sure there's no broken links, and when you click on something, you get the right document, because some of the links were wrong.
Right.
And also to add things that were not there before. We have a resolutions page and all this stuff. So my question is, are we okay with the website? Do we want to, I get offers all the time to help design a new one, and I'm a fan of the ones that have the drop downs across the top, because it looks cleaner and doesn't take up all the space down the side, but it would cost money to do that. So also I would like to see a financial page, which I mentioned. I don't know if you're there yet, but
what do you want me to put on it?
I don't know. I mean, you said Richard had a page that he was telling you about.
Richard has a link to his Ohio checkbook that he only updates once a year.
Yeah, I'm not just talking about checkbook, but
We can look at his website and see what he has on it. We can model it after his.
I mean, we don't have any financial information for people. I don't know if we need to, but I don't know.
I don't know. We can look at his and see what his says.
We can put the budget out there, or, I mean, we just, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we can look and see what other townships, villages our size are doing. And
I would model mine after Richard's. One, I trust Richard, but he's also gotten some kind of excellence in.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Being transparent award, right. Whatever, so.
I still think we should do the Ohio checkbook monthly.
Richard didn't advise it, but.
I'm looking up our website now.
It hasn't caused any problems for, like, the school does it monthly. But that's, that's what I would like to see. We have a resolution that was supposed to start last June, I think.
I get it.
We had 6 months. It's only an upload of a file, right? It's not a huge deal. But that's not the only thing I'm talking about. I was just talking about maybe some general financial information. Maybe you throw some status out there once in a while about what you're working on, or, you know, kind of the state of things, or I don't know.
I can't call it. I don't know. There's like no one.
So is there anything that anybody wants to see on the website?
Well, I can't. I thought I'd pull it up and we could look at it, but I'm not
our website
anything. Is it not work? The Wi-Fi is not working, or the website?
I'm on their Wi-Fi. I'm not getting anything. Are you getting it up?
Yeah, it came up.
Just be my phone.
Flip it around for you. So I changed the splash page to have the drop downs on the left, so mm-hmm. It's not 100 things that you have to scroll up and down for.
Mm-hmm.
I did not update the other pages yet. I can do that, but most websites that you look at now, they just have them across the top, like the various departments.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of those things that had the drop down arrows mm-hmm. would be across the top. But the other thing I would like to eventually do is get more zoning stuff out there so that we have a way to search things
mm-hmm.
rather than.
What do you mean by search thing? Like search cases or search?
Cases or property addresses, so that when people say, you know, does this property already have a variance or whatever, they can just look it up.
Okay.
And also that we can look
that.
It up.
That would be huge. That would be a lot of work to put on there.
I know. I'm not saying tomorrow.
Wow.
But
but
I'm telling you, having the resolutions out there, I can't tell you how often
here it is.
I search that page.
Well, and that may be something to where we look at getting an actual software program that we just transfer all of our zoning stuff into.
Right.
And then that's out there versus trying to do it natively. So there's a link on the website to it.
Yeah, if you use, I think I talked to you about iWorks. They have a customer portal, like a resident portal.
Yeah.
They can look in, they can search, they can see if.
There's a company, too, I told you that I went to one of those sessions at the OTA that will scan documents for you.
Yeah.
I mean, we can scan them, but somebody has to take the time. And that's how I've been doing the updates that I do now. I just do like 1 year at a time or one block at a time, sometimes not a whole year. Even all the resolutions aren't out there I think I've got 4 years. That definitely the last 2 years are, because we did that.
Right.
But 2023, we don't have them all. And
the auditor's been asking about the 2023 minutes.
Which we don't have.
Which we don't have.
So I put the agendas out there. We have a folder that has the information for the minutes aren't finished. That's that big folder that I think is in the bottom drawer of the below the bills. But anyhow, so I just do it a little at a time, which is what I'm thinking for the zoning. I'm not certainly going to get them all out there tomorrow.
Right.
And then for the resolutions that are pre-2024, I actually have to point to the minutes because they're buried within the, not buried, but they were published mm-hmm. within the minutes rather than their own document. So, but the only reason I wanted to get the 2023 agendas out there is because I was looking for something the other day to find out about if we modified the zoning, you know, and I couldn't find anything. So you have to go to like 20 different directories to find what you're looking for. So I'm thinking at least if the agenda's there, you can go through the agendas and find when it happened, and then that'll tell you a resolution number or whatever, and you can go look up that resolution elsewhere.
What traffic are we getting on our website?
I don't know. Probably not much.
We can track that with Dreamweaver.
Probably me every time I need to look something up.
Yeah.
I don't know of anybody that's...
I think it should help long-term with the audits for sure, because the next audit, it'll all be right there.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And the sign, I've been putting the sign ones out there.
Yeah.
The sign minutes are out there. The sign resolutions are out there.
She keeps asking for sign things. I did.
Yeah, there's not very many for 2020.
Robert did help me find a bunch of old signed minutes, so.
Yes. Yeah. Were those the ones that were up above the...
They were in the big, big books. I didn't think they were.
So any other ideas for the website?
No. I mean, I'm thinking unless we at some point want to do a complete overhaul and switch away from Dreamweaver and go to like a WordPress or a local gov or...
Well, Dreamweaver Civica. Isn't the limitation. It's having somebody knowledgeable enough to do it because Dreamweaver is just a tool that lets us update it.
Right, right.
WYSIWYG, well, I go into the code a lot. I know you don't.
Right.
Because
right.
I'm a geek, I just go in and copy the code because it's easier. So, but that's the two things I'd like to see. Maybe some financial information and maybe more zoning things. And the zoning, we've got a lot of work to do to go find some old minutes that are missing and audio and...
I've
that hasn't
explored even, that. Yeah. Well, I think we were talking about that case that's come up.
Do we still have applications for Board of Zoning Appeal and Zoning Commission? Or is this old?
The zoning.
Do we have what for them?
Still need members for the Board of Zoning Appeals and the Zoning Commission?
No, it's not old.
Why do we still need help?
I don't think we have an alternate on one of those.
I thought
they're full, but we still take applications because if somebody leaves, then we have, just as we always did.
It just seems like I would put that up periodically, but whatever, it's fine.
You mean on the job list or
it's just on the job page?
Yeah, it's still there.
Okay.
Well, I can take it down temporarily. We just got the last alternate was just filled.
Just done.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
Well,
somebody could move.
Three or four already this year, so.
Mm-hmm.
There is a link to YouTube on the homepage.
Yeah, I know. Do we have a YouTube?
The last video was put up looks like 5 years ago.
It's the ones that it has the videos that you did those short.
Oh, I guess there are these.
Yeah, take them down. That's fine. I wouldn't do it.
I've never noticed that on there.
Well, there you go.
But when did I cast on my phone? I say, I don't know. Like, why do I have a need to, you know?
Well, I think you can leave them up there. I just wouldn't put the link up there because it looks like you're not, it just looks like you're out of date. Like, you're not.
That's, yeah.
Kind of like you should always update your website, even if you don't do anything, you should always change the date at the bottom so people don't say, the last time you looked at this was 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have been updating it pretty frequently.
Can you put a ticker on there that shows how many times it's accessed?
That I'd have
on,
to...
On the website in general?
Yeah.
We'd have to get... Josh is the only one that works with the company that...
So can you ask Josh?
That hosts our... We can probably get statistics. I don't know if we can put a ticker on there.
Yeah. I use Wix for another company, and they provide me every month, here's who looked at it, here's what page
I'm sure we can get it. We just
yeah, that's.
I mean, here's what they accessed, here's how many seconds they spent on it. So.
I think most people don't go to a website anymore unless they're maybe new, because they go to Facebook, right? The social media is what's...
But if I'm looking for something informative, mm-hmm. like I want to know your if I can put an accessory building up, I go...
Right, you would go to the website.
Yeah. Or if I'm looking to for your phone number or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, that's all there. And most of what's there now is up to date. I can't say 100% everything is, because I haven't gone all the way back through the minutes and minutes and audio and that kind of stuff. And I've got a bunch of stuff that, like I said, the agendas I put up there were the, you know, just the ones that were handed out to the public. But we have some of the packets, which actually have the resolutions in them, that I'd eventually like to get up there. But okay, so... anything for the road department page you want on there?
Hmm.
Okay.
Here's our new mower or tractor or whatever it is.
There are pictures out there on the new mower. That's still out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so next up is, let's see, the newsletter. Okay. So I put this on here because I get asked all the time, why are we still publishing a paper newsletter? I get asked that a lot, and I don't know, do we want to ask if people want to go?
I think if you look at the demographics of Bethel Township, we skew towards older. And I think that as long as we skew towards older, we need to have a paper newsletter. It reminds people that we're here.
Right.
And
how to get a hold of us.
And there's a lot of people who don't use Facebook. There's a lot of people. I talked to a woman yesterday, and I said, well, you can log on. I don't have a computer, and I'm not logging on. I said, well, I can text you. You can't text me because I don't know how to use text on my cell phone. I'm like, okay, then. Here's... Get
my
a piece of paper.
Like that.
Here is the number. I mean, I just think it's, I mean, I know it's an expense. It's 10 grand a year-ish, but it helps, reminds people that we're here, reminds people of who all their elected officials are, mm-hmm. what our road department is mm-hmm. doing, why they need to vote for us in the levy.
It's just, because you're just, exactly what you just said. It was Tuesday, when Wednesday, whenever you jokers came out and met me with the semi-truck.
that was funny.
Jokers. Yeah, I had a very calm conversation with the same lady. She's not on the computer. I'm so happy I finally got to meet you. I read the newsletter. I see what you're doing, blah, 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 blah. 65.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No internet, no internet. Computer, no cell phone. Wow.
No. Her son actually looked the number up, and he gave her my number to call me on my cell phone, and that's how I got out there.
A lot of the people that I've talked to about cemetery deeds, obviously older folks, mm-hmm. they say, oh, my daughter, my granddaughter, my whoever saw this on Facebook, tell me to call you.
Yeah,
but they get a newsletter, which it was in.
Yeah, well,
did
and that's how Miss Morris.
Is that what she saw?
So here's one thing, and I'm not saying do this, don't this. I'm just doing it as an option, is that we could do both. We could poll people, and if they don't want the paper one, or if they do want the paper one, we can send them the paper one.
But that's not how our mailing is set up. Mm-hmm. It's set up as resident at the address across the board. I mean, we're not picking and choosing from those. And then you'd have to... It's just more hassle than it's worth.
Well, it's more hassle, but I'm just saying it's an option. It would cut the cost down. And also, nobody updates that address list, because I went in this time and started looking at it. Well, actually, I did this last time. The senator that was in there, I didn't even recognize their name. It was so old.
Okay.
So I updated those last time. And then this time I thought, well, I wonder if the new addresses are in there. Not one new address in probably the past 5 years was in there. So I added probably 20 addresses, and I don't think I got them all, because I don't have a good way of just getting those new addresses.
Well, you can ask them to update it. You can ask the printer to update
mm-hmm.
it. I mean, that's how they gave us the list in the first place, and I updated it, I don't know, every 2 or 3 years for a while. So I'd ask them to update it.
I didn't know you could do that, so.
I mean, they gave us the list in the first place, back in the dark ages, so. you know, I'm sure
they would be good.
Well, it's not the same people anymore either.
Oh, well.
Westendorf was bought out.
Yeah, but they should still be able to do
the list,
mail merge and get the new ones in the last 3 years.
Yeah, and then you take a look at it and you rule out like the edges. Like
yes, we got.
Where are those?
3 or 4.
Yeah, that's all there should have been.
Somewhere, send in my office.
I need those. I put them in the book. Okay, so we'll keep that as paper. Okay. And I'll go through and, I'll ask them about updating the list. They did process the list. They run it through the mail sorter thing.
Yeah.
But it came back a mess. I mean, it was a mess.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, we have Haskett, which is Dayton. We have,
No, I mean, the way it came back in the columns was like, it wasn't always number street. Sometimes the zip would be in two columns, sometimes it would be in one, sometimes it would be lane with Tip City. I mean, it wasn't...
They did that?
They sent me the one that they run through the processor to make sure it's valid addresses, mm-hmm. which all the ones I sent them were, because I fixed the ones that weren't. Mm-hmm. And so it came back with exactly the same number of lines, but mm-hmm. it wasn't a pretty file.
Oh, that's interesting.
But, yeah, and all the, like, on the website, the auditor website, the addresses, when it's an east or west, usually the E or W is at the end.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I put them at the end. Well, they moved them all to the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we'll keep that as paper. I have been putting a link on Facebook saying we publish the thing electronically, so I guess that covers both.
Scan it and put it on. Scan it in.
Yeah. They'll send you a PDF. Yeah, they should. You, the proof should
be. No, I send them a PDF. That's not a problem.
No, yeah. Scan it in to the website monthly. You know, just scan it into our website monthly.
It's on the website.
They're on there. They're on there. Yeah, there's a link to the PDF.
I'm saying I put it on the website, and then I send him a meme with a link to the website saying it's available now. So for those that want to see it, I just thought maybe if we wanted to try to save some money.
Because there are people who live out of state now that get on there and they look up shit left and right, you know. Well, what are you doing here? And you'd be surprised how many of those people
I took out the names that were not in our township. Mm-hmm. There were some in New Carlisle, and I researched them, and I'm like, who are these people?
Mm-hmm. So and then somebody that owns a house in?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there were some realtors in there.
I think they just get the fringes, you know.
Yeah.
New Carlisle is part of our zip code.
And right. No, this was in like on 3rd Street in New Carlisle.
No, I know. Yeah.
So I figure if they don't get one for a while and they want one, they'll call us. It's probably somebody who asked to get on it at one time, and mm-hmm. I just didn't recognize the names. And there was like 5 or 6 like that. Okay, so next is meetings. So I put this on there because we're going to try to get a different recorder that works. I talked to the guy at the school. But the question is, do we want to show them live? Do we want a YouTube? But that could be what our YouTube channel.
Like looks the school like there's does. Someone there from a couple years ago.
I think from COVID.
5 years ago, that would make sense.
When we had to record them, and we had to do a Zoom meeting, and it had to be recorded, and then we posted them. And, I find that the schools, maybe they've changed it, I haven't looked at the schools, it's just so hard to see who's talking. It's so far away. It's mm-hmm. like, who is that down there? So if we're going to record it and do it live, I have no problem with that, but it should be a little bit closer up so that you know it's Kama talking or, you know, Julie talking or Cody talking or Rhonda or something.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. I mean, the good thing about having it there is that people can go and view it that or either can't make the meeting or after the meeting.
Terrible.
But you don't know who's talking. Like when we post the audios, you don't really know.
Yeah.
Unless you know the people, I guess.
No, that was the thing. When I was interviewing for this position, I went back and listened to some meetings, and it was like, okay, is that... I don't know who that is. I can't figure it out.
Right.
Good point.
And I always think I should probably say, like, when we do the motions of who actually did it, so mm-hmm. it's on the recording.
Yeah.
And I forget to do that, but I might try to start doing that. So, we don't want to do YouTube live, or just continue with posting the audios?
I have no problem doing it, but I think we need a better camera. Not my phone sitting up there.
Well, theirs is farther away because they have more people.
It's way too far away. Yeah. It's like a mile away. You're looking at those people.
That is a setup error.
It is a setup error. Thank you, cameraman. You're right. It is. They could just like move their desks up or move that camera up.
Well, they have it sitting up on a tall cabinet in the corner, looking down.
Oh, is that where they have a setup?
Yeah. It's on one of those, like the two.
So is it just a camera?
The like speakers and the camera are, but it's one. It's a bar, and it's all on there.
But it's a unit that is designed for this purpose.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it sounded like they needed a camera with a zoom where they can zoom in on people.
They probably can if somebody was sitting there operating it. But
it's like Huber. Huber has that guy in the back. He does all that. They pay him. What did he tell me?
Yeah, you get paid a lot of money.
Like $150 bucks a meeting or something.
Jesus criminy.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a much smaller room. So.
I don't think we need all that. I think we just need to tape them and put the minutes out there. And if somebody wants to read them or listen, they can. If they're that interested. If they're that interested, they'll come see us.
And Facebook Live videos now only last for 30 days.
Yeah.
They're getting rid of
them. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is a good point. You know, I would be interested to see how many people even go and listen to the
minutes.
Recordings
on
the website. I don't know if people actually do that or not.
Right. Probably Rhonda when she's trying to get the meeting minutes.
Well,
she's been doing the meeting minutes.
Oh, right, yeah. Probably Julie then when she's trying to get the meeting minutes.
So, and that's what I do when I do the meeting for like the zoning meetings. Mm-hmm. I just go back through and listen to the recording. And
I know Nina is going back and listening to old ones.
Mm-hmm. So the problem with the old ones is they're not good recordings.
Yeah, I told her that.
Yeah, a lot of those you can't even.
You can only do what you can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, the phones are much better. We've been using the phone.
Yeah,
and they're better. He does it as backup because of that one meeting where something happened with mine.
I think if there's an issue that the public's concerned about, the person in the public will show up at the meeting. If they're not concerned, they're not going to listen, and they're not going to show up. So
I don't agree with that because there's people who can't make the meeting that do care. And I know there are some people that listen to them. I don't want to mention any names, but there are some that people that typically come to the meetings when they can't make it. Mm-hmm. But also it needs to be there because the auditor, and in the future, if somebody wants to know what happened, it needs to be there.
Well, we have the recorded minutes. If they do want to come back a year from now and listen to what we've said or did or whatever, they have the opportunity to do that. But to go through all this extra rigmarole
to video it
and all that, I don't know that that's all worth it.
It's extra expensive.
It's very expensive and it's very time consuming.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we see if we can get the analytics on our website and then see who's going on there to listen to them. And then in 6 months you can make it.
Probably should find something other than somebody's phone.
Yes, well, we've talked about that. That's why I talked to the guy at the school to see what they, like, to get an idea of what they were using. Because, I mean, they may be far away, but that's the setup issue, as you said. But usually you can hear what's being said.
Right.
If you go back and listen to it. Now, not always, because
you can't see who's talking now.
You have to know who it is.
End of the football field.
Well, and there's a couple people who talk kind of low. So they've gotten microphones because I asked like 20 times. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even hear in the room. You know, they were talking so low.
Well, we have that problem.
Right.
With our zoning committees anyway. So, I mean.
Yeah, you end up talking to each other instead and not worry. But, so we can look into that. And in the meantime.
Yeah. The other thing, too, with in general, with the whatever solution we come up with, I would love to see it to where we can timestamp the meetings. Mm-hmm. And I have heard that there is software out there that will do all this, and it's pretty hands off. But, you know, again, going back to when I was interviewing, I'd see on an agenda, agenda item number 4C is the buildings. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to know what they're going to do about the fire department.
If you look at Huber Heights meeting minutes that are recording, the recorded audio from their movie, from their video, you can see that on the.
You can see it on
the. Yeah. And I could put that in the minutes. I've been. That's why I look at my phone sometimes at the meetings
to try to get the time
to put what the time is.
Okay.
So I could do that manually.
Well,
there's programs out there that do that.
Right.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if we can do it using the whatever program is. It just gets uploaded now because I don't know. Can you add that into the way we do it currently, or is that gonna? Do we need a new software?
No, I mean in the paper
minutes. Oh, in the paper minute. Okay, I gotcha. No, I'm with you. Okay. I thought you meant in the recording you could demark it.
I can do bookmarks. I don't know if those show up. They show up in the app.
In the app, yeah, but not in the...
I don't know how those work when you upload it.
Not saying it's a... like, needs to be done right now, but just a consideration.
I think you need to see how much traffic is on there.
Yeah, I agree.
Go that way.
Well, I'm with you, but sometimes it's the opposite too, right? I mean, like you said, Nina's going back and listening to the recording. I wouldn't waste my time. I mean, I know she has to, but I'm saying...
She has to, and she charges us by the hour that she's listening to it,
but
too,
I'm saying, if I wanted to know something, yeah, I'd have to really want to know it before I'd sit down and try to listen to one of those.
Right, exactly.
Because I listened to one to try to get WHO motion to go into executive session, and I listened to it probably 25 times and still couldn't hear who it was.
Right. So, I know from her point of view, she would rather look through minutes written out. So,
right.
And they need to be signed. Whatever she's looking at needs to be signed. So we need to upload signed minutes like we have been going forward.
Okay.
Because everything she asked for is signed.
Gotcha.
Right. And the only way to get those for the past is to scan them in.
Yeah.
Which I haven't gone past.
Right, right. Well, I mean, it's something to move forward. I mean, we're already...
We're getting through
this
we
now,
gotta
but
start.
It's something to move forward on. Mm-hmm. So,
right. Okay, so we're going to just continue uploading the audio.
I thought you were looking for a better recorder. Isn't that it?
Get a recorder. Get a new recorder, right?
I think that's
yeah,
the
we've been
most
talking about
thing.
That for 2 years.
Well, let's stop talking about it and look for it.
Well, somebody has to have the time to do it, so, you know.
You need somebody to buy a recorder? I'll buy the recorder tomorrow.
We don't want one that is like the old one where you can't hear it, and you know that one was supposed to be hooked into those microphones and didn't work right. And Andy tried, he adjusted it one way, up, down, left, right, and sometimes it improved a little, but still bad recordings. So somebody needs to do some research is what I'm saying. Okay, so next is financial.
I can't stand.
Oh, me neither. This room is this cold.
It is.
So I put on here investment strategy because we kind of just went off and did that because there was no investment and we weren't making any money. We were making like 0.25% on, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand dollars, I think. So we went to the investment guys at Park National Bank who made a strategy, and Rhonda liked it enough to say, go ahead.
Okay, and so how's that working
you
out?
Guys looked at that
yeah,
and decided that.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
guys
yeah.
did that.
Yeah.
I took that from.
Yeah. So,
okay, so
how's that working out? Is it, have we made money?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so is that on a 2-year cycle or a 5-year cycle?
So they come due at different times. You step ladder it so that you can get the money and reinvest it. Mm-hmm. If you need it, you mm-hmm. can get out of it. Mm-hmm. It's all fully guaranteed by the government, because mm-hmm. that was the first thing I asked was, if you can only have $250,000, how does this work if we're investing all this money? So they basically invest it. They have a strategy to invest it.
So it's all under FDIC.
So that it's all under FDIC and at $250,000 chunks. Or whatever they do, it's fully covered. And then, yeah, it just comes due at different times. So mm-hmm. if you guys are happy with that, I'm thinking that's just the message we need to give Rhonda to say, when they
just
come due, reinvest it.
We just need to have a clear, concise breakdown of what it's made, what and when comes due, what aspects of it comes due and when they come due, and what the turnaround payment is on when they come due. So that all needs to be spelled out so that the taxpayer knows that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's their money. It's not our money, you know.
They gave us a list of that, right? The guy gave us.
I can. I've had to email him before. I'll email him.
I thought it was on the resolution that we passed. I thought it was attached to the back.
It was.
So, yeah, like every 6 months, just say, here's where we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
for every once a year.
Well, and again, that would be something that you could put on your financial page, okay, on the website. You know, here's where we're at in terms of the investments that we've made. And
I think you want to be a little leery of that.
Yes.
Yeah. That does not help us if we
need money.
Yeah, like, I mean, even though it looks like on paper that we have a lot, and we do, we are in a very, very good financial position. But if we do one big ticket item, $4 million easily. Mm-hmm. Like it's $4 million. It was 3 years ago, $4 million for 1 mile of road, gutter, sewer, sidewalk, everything.
Yeah.
$4 million for 1 mile, and that was 4 years ago. So now it's $5 million. Mm-hmm. So. It sounds like a lot of money, and to Joe Q Public, it sounds like it is. I mean, it is a lot of money. I'm not, but why do you need my tax dollars? You got $5 million,
right?
And I can pave a mile of road for $20,000. Why is it costing $4 million?
Right.
So, just I would caution on. I mean, just think.
Okay.
Well, maybe we just do it as the good news side of. We invested the money,
mm-hmm.
and. You know, which wasn't invested, or we created an investment plan, or
I would not even just mention it. I would just keep going because we're not raising any red flags with whomever, the county, the state.
I mean, I put it's a receipt as to what the interest is.
And if somebody asks, has a receipt, we have it. So yeah. But if not,
does that show up on the revenue
reports?
We're
not advertising it.
That doesn't show up on the revenue reports.
I put it in as a receipt. I don't get it until the middle of the month. So I put it in as a receipt. So, but I mean, if somebody wants to come in and look at it, they're more than welcome to come in and look at it at any point in time.
I mean, absolutely, it's public information. We're not trying to.
No, I'm just thinking we publish the
receipts
every month.
Yeah. I don't know what it is until I get it, and I didn't get this until the middle of this month. So
right, but I do the whole month. I pull the receipts for the month. And
so when do you pull the receipts for June?
So I do like. June 1 to 30 at the July meeting.
July which meeting?
The first one.
Okay, I got this the middle of July, and it's for the June stuff.
Let's hope I won't be wrong.
So you post it as June, mm-hmm. so you're thinking it's getting lost in the report.
Probably not coming out on that receipt thing, but it's going in. But somebody can come in and look at it anytime they want to.
Okay. I'll see how items get included because I know to see if it would get lost.
We'll see if it shows up. Like if I posted it for a June date, but I posted it in July, see if it shows up on the July report.
Yeah.
So you're getting your reports 30 days later than what?
Well, there's a transaction date and a post date.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure which one. I think it was
which one you're
post
getting.
Date.
I don't know.
So we'll figure that out. Okay, so the other thing is what we talked about earlier is that, so I kind of started this beginning of last year when Debbie left, is we have saved a ton of money on things that we were paying for and not using and trying to look at contracts as they come due. Now Kathy's continuing that. I'm kind of not so much the secretary for them anymore, just for little things. So she's continuing that to look at mm-hmm. things to see if we can save money. And also on bills, like CentOS and TextMyGov, like things we've gotten rid of. And then last year we got rid of a software we weren't using.
Doodly-Doo or whatever that.
We got rid of that. And
that I can't figure out what that was.
Well, during COVID, when we thought that we had to make more videos and more ways to communicate, we tried it, but I thought we just had a trial period. I didn't realize that it kept going.
It was $70 a month.
Shit.
And we've been paying that forever and not using it. And then there was another software.
We got rid of it.
I saved on Dreamweaver. We paid a ton for that because it was purchased through Amazon. And I called them up and got it for like $30-some a month. Now
it's like 60. Yeah.
Now it's twice that because we're past that first year.
Okay.
But we can probably call them again too and say, what the heck?
So do you guys know exactly how much money you've saved by getting rid of all these things or cutting back on them or doing whatever it is that you've done?
We could probably go back and figure it out, but right off the top of my head, no.
Yeah.
Well, that would be a good thing as well.
Be an interesting number.
Yeah, to know what exactly the cuts have made in terms of, you know, revenue back to the taxpayer or back to our budget or whatever.
And Cody can watch that too, because the secret to it is knowing what bills are paid. And that's the only reason I knew, because I'd see the bill month after month. I'd be like, what the hell is this?
Do we have a book of contracts of everything that we're entered into for a contract that comes monthly? I mean, that might be something to start.
Yeah,
it just says like, I think
Kathy's tracking those now.
Well, yeah, but
put it in a book for
in a book that you know, every we know waste management is 3 years, and it's under W or however you want to do it.
I think that's what I'm saying. I think she started a list of that, because we don't even can't even find the contracts in the drawer. Like text my gov, I couldn't find that anywhere.
Wow.
And we got hit because it had a 60-day lead time.
Yeah.
Which is why he was mentioning the 120 days, because they have these huge lead times, and we don't even have the contract, so we don't know.
So maybe a book with the contract printed out, and in the front there's like an Excel spreadsheet that's just alphabetical that just says, and then what the detail is, like 60 days, 90 days, and here's the due date. I don't know. Right. I mean,
that's a good idea. I like that idea.
I think she started a book of those.
Okay. I'll talk to her.
Because we got hit with that other... Yeah.
You know,
what was that other contract that...
The AES contract.
Yeah, the AES one. We didn't even know we had a contract.
That threw me for a loop.
A contract with AES?
Yes.
And it was a future. Debbie signed it for a future date.
Yeah, you know how you get in the mail the... sign this and we can get your energy at this amount for so many years. Yeah, I think that's what it was, wasn't it? Type of thing.
So that's how I found it, is I got a notice that our energy supply contract was coming due. So I started looking around, searching, trying to find a new supplier contract. And I think I talked to somebody and they were like, oh no, you've got a contract starting in May of, this was in February, March.
Yeah.
Got a contract starting in May of 25 that goes until 28. And I'm like, what?
And then he asked me, and I'm like, we didn't sign any contracts.
We have the energy aggregation for Miami County. That should have, like, I thought that wiped all of those off and restarted with Miami County. Remember we all voted on that?
So the way that works is if you're already in a contract, you have to get out of that and go yourself. And I called about that, and I got the information for that, but we can't do it because we're in this other contract until the 3 years is up.
Until the end of 28. And I still get phone calls. I still get phone calls from the people that we're in a contract with asking me to renew my contract because they don't have one.
28?
Yep. No. They don't, for whatever reason, they're not seeing that we have this new contract.
And yet we can't get out of it?
Right.
And we can't get out of it. But they call us and they go, hey, we're just calling to see if you're interested in renewing your contract that came due in February. And I'm like, we're in a contract till 2028. Oh, I do see that here. I'll put a note so they don't call you again. Hey, I'm calling to renew.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
So yeah.
Yeah, I never sign those contracts. I think you don't know. I mean, sometimes it could be a good deal, and sometimes it's not.
Right.
Well, I think part of the issue is the people that we're with now acquired who we were with previously.
Mm.
So there's some kind of,
and there's probably some fine print that said, oh, by the way, we acquired and now we.
Yeah.
Terms of our deal are everybody gets an additional 3 years, unless you check this tiny, tiny box on the back, which you didn't see.
That in paragraph 528, subsection 12, line 2.
We'll just sign here because it all is good.
Bottom line is yes, keeping track of contracts, I think.
Yeah,
so I think so too. It's also good because even as we've been learning stuff in UAN, I've been trying to do like a step-by-step, this is how you do it.
Oh, that's great.
Even if it's written down in my own handwriting, because then if I'm not here and somebody else comes in, they can, if they want to look at it, they can look at it and maybe help them a little bit.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'm trying to think of when I won't be in this position.
Right.
So.
And because you didn't get any notes on how to do anything.
Yeah,
so.
I mean.
And that's something, some of it you're supposed to have as that turnover. That's supposed to be ready to go at a moment's notice. I know it's not, but.
Right.
And then Cody and I are kind of doing the same thing. I told him that starting like a how-to folder, so.
Mm-hmm.
If one of us isn't here, then somebody can just say, hey, how do I do this?
Mm-hmm.
So, we're trying to do that, too.
Yeah,
we got a few things out there. And that was just all from research, like how do I order business cards?
Right.
You know, I mean, who do I go to? So,
and I think like that. A vendor list and what we use them to pay for.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, that's really good idea.
Could be put out there too. You know, right. We use AES for electric, or we use DIRST to do the cemeteries and this and this and this, you know.
Yeah, that's a really good.
That way people can easily look and see, well, they paid DIRST.
Right,
this is what they're using them for.
Waste management, 3-year contract. Good luck getting out of that.
And that helps with the budget too, because that was my big thing is, how do you know what we paid them for?
Right.
It needs to be by subject, not by payee.
Right.
So anyhow, I put those on there because, I mean, we've saved a lot of money, and I hope to see that continue by the fiscal office, and both contracts and bills. Because once you see the bills month after month, then you know, and that's how, like, that one that came in for that access, for the remote access. We think Debbie was doing remote work, but it wasn't through the standard things. And then the bill came.
She used whatever I mentioned earlier.
She
did
not.
Go to my PC.
Maybe we weren't using this then, but we got a bill like the following October, like October of last year, for somewhere in the neighborhood like $500 for a remote access program, which we just didn't pay. I mean, we just let it slide. But obviously that got paid the year before.
Right, yeah. October. I thought she used Go to My PC or log into My PC.
I don't think she can use it on that. I called the...
Yeah, I don't think she might have used it for something else maybe, but I don't think like to get into UAN.
Okay.
She may have, but UAN has not been very okay with us trying to do anything remotely. Unless you have their own.
I believe that was doing it remotely quite often.
Particularly during COVID.
Yeah. But I think they backed, I mean, before
maybe
COVID.
Changed it. Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
It could be. I don't know.
They may have tightened the rules.
We haven't had any luck with it because I would definitely be at home doing stuff.
Yeah.
So.
No kidding.
And to use that, the remote options, you typically have to have administrative authority to your computer.
Well, which you do.
Oh. Well, I think
to
she
a
did.
Point.
Oh.
Well,
can't you get UAN to approve it then? Aren't they,
that's
they
what prior
to
now,
do.
We didn't have any until she got the new computer.
Yeah, until I got the new computer.
And so that's why I called them and said, look, I need, and they're like,
no.
They just laughed.
Interesting.
Like, no.
Oh, well.
So, okay. So, next
that,
up
yeah, that's...
on the strategic plan is the fire EMS discussion with Elizabeth. We'll skip that for now. Road department. So, I put on here some of the things we've been talking about, like the seasonal workers. I don't know if we want to have some kind of plan for that, or
I'm definitely a season.
We're going to have to do that because Robert is retiring in January.
When are you retiring? January.
Yeah.
Well,
January 4th.
What does it say? After the first of the year, because that's when my next benefit level goes up.
Ah, so you have to stay like a week or two.
I don't know. That's why I need to find help.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So my thinking was I would like Robert to stay for at least 15 hours a week, maybe 10, 15 hours, just keeping up with the paperwork on the cemeteries and some of the paperwork that we have going on in the roads, and then try to hire a full-time guy to pick up the slack with a CDL.
So if you retire from the state with OPRS, I do not think that you can work for us 15 hours a week for a period of time. And I don't know what that period of time is, but if you're gonna pull retirement, it is not, there's a period where you can do it. You can't work for us. You could maybe go work for somebody else, but I don't, you go to the state and ask them.
Yeah.
They'll have all the things, because we don't not want to get
actually,
you in
trouble. STRS was like that. It was 30 days.
30 days.
Okay,
you couldn't
whatever
come back
it is. But
for.
30 days, you can't come back to the same entity.
Yeah.
I mean, 30 days, you can go to another entity. I don't think you can come back to the same one.
Okay. So check that out.
Yeah, check that out. And it changes all the time, so maybe it's no longer that way. But before we, you know, mess up your retirement, or you mess up your retirement, we want to make sure. I mean, I think it's a great idea. Just make sure that OPRS is cool with it. And you're going to go to Columbus and meet with somebody, right?
Yeah, that's my game plan.
Well, not your game plan. You should do that, Robert.
Yeah.
Like, go meet with them.
Yeah. Well, I'm planning on starting making calls next month.
Yeah, I mean, they'll sit you down and go through all the details, what you get, you know.
So then, for the purposes of this, then you keep us posted on when we could do seasonal workers. Also, I didn't put it on here, but maybe contracting some stuff out is another option.
I would like for him to help out during the winter because he's the only one that has a CDL.
Right.
And until we can get Eric in to get a CDL.
Well, none of our trucks need a CDL. That dump truck is the largest truck we could get that you did not need a CDL with.
The bigger truck.
The new one
is under.
Right.
The one that I'm, the other one is a CDL.
Oh, it is a CDL. Oh, I thought it was under too. Okay.
No. See, I'm under the impression with the different classes that you can reduce the weight on them. Say you're only carrying 2,900 pounds or whatever it is, and then that will reduce the need for the CDL classification on it from an A to a C or something along those lines. I don't know.
It's probably not worth the risk, though. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
if it's...
Yeah.
So, but also, we get the new person we can hire, that could be a condition of their employment as a CDL.
Exactly. And it may take longer, and it may be a little more money.
Mm-hmm.
Eric probably
needs to work on a CDL
now. I told Eric that when he was hired, that he had to have a CDL within a shorter period of time, but Eric hasn't taken the classes because it's a 3-month class.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It may not be 3 months. Right, you were going to look into that. We just talked about that like a month ago.
I've not.
Get him on that.
I need to get him on it because I thought
it was a ridiculously short amount of time for a CDL.
Well, so I talked to Eric about it. He said he could either do like a private place or like some of the trade school, like
Clark State
might be a little bit cheaper or quicker option. But
he doesn't need the top one, right? He needs the second one.
I think it's B, maybe C.
Yeah.
Level.
So that might shorten it too. It should shorten it.
And we have the trucks are set up to pull a trawler, which currently don't. The trawler we got will go on those trucks. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that trawler would meet the legal limit requiring you have to have a CDL. I don't know.
Before we do it, we should figure that out.
Yeah. Was it you or was it Eric that said that he only needed to take, there was a test he needed to take?
I think he said that, but I don't think that's true.
Okay, that's what I thought. I think
you have to take.
Because I've talked to Eric about this, like, hey, we really need to get on you getting the CDL, and he goes, oh, I just have to go take a test.
That was all he had to take as well.
Okay, maybe it was you I was talking to about it then.
Because our drivers on our box trucks, and that's where I know about the weight limit. We had 7 box trucks, and what we did when we got the classification reduced based on the weight was agreed to not carry XYZ amount of weight on it, and the class was dropped down to a C so that the driver could drive with just a simple test with air brake tests and some other things that he had to do. So there is a difference. There's a classification for driving a semi. There's a classification for driving smaller trucks or box trucks and so forth, certain weight limits and so on. And they don't have to do all that driving and so forth. Mm-hmm. I don't know what our limits are because when I talked to Robert, I thought we could just get away with the reduction in weight on the one larger truck, not carrying a certain amount of.
Well, my understanding is we can carry 5 pounds on that truck,
mm-hmm.
or 7 tons on that truck.
Right.
It's still a CDL truck.
Right.
It can be driving down the road with nothing.
But it's a different class of CDL.
All right, we need to
figure that out.
Yeah. Okay. Goal for before November, October.
Yes. Well, yes.
How long do we want to give ourselves to hire replacement and have them on board before he's leaving? Because if he's talking January, it's already July.
I would like to have somebody in the position by November.
Well, so we can get a seasonal worker pretty quickly, but I want to make sure he retires first.
Yeah.
Because I've heard this before.
I mean, right now, assuming PEIS doesn't have a problem with me working part-time for you, my game plan is, as far as my CDL is concerned, it is due for renewal next year.
Mm-hmm. When?
In September.
Oh, okay.
So I'll, assuming we don't have a problem with PEIS and everything, I'm planning on renewing it in September.
Mm-hmm.
That'll give us 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on if I can still climb into that damn tree.
I was gonna say, I think at that point we're gonna have other.
No, Robert, you're not gonna be needing work for 4 more years in the plow. Like that's no. We'll have to come up with another situation between
the two. Yeah, I mean, The only other real option is look at replacing that truck with a non-CDL.
Well, that's not going to happen.
It's just easier to get a CDL.
It's we'll hire somebody for that. And I was thinking November, because that would give Robert and Eric both time to adjust to whoever it is that we hire, and they would get into the routine of what is expected in the position.
So this will be a seasonal worker or full-time?
It would have to be seasonal to start out with, but we could get snow as early as October. And, you know, I mean,
but he'll still be here in October.
I know, but he has to train somebody between now and January to be able to do what it is
So Eric does. Can't train them?
Eric isn't supposed to be in that truck. He doesn't have a CDL.
Okay.
So whoever we hire has to have a CDL.
God, I'll be here for another 20 years.
So what if you hired a full-time employee in November, mm-hmm. and they had to have a CDL? Like, that's just the condition of it. And
I'm not for that.
Okay.
Well, but we need
somebody. Let's see what happens with OPRS. We got till November. Find out about OPRS, because that's what some of this is going to hinge on, right? Mm-hmm. And then we can figure out from there when. Like, that'll make your when decision, right? Mm. Or could affect the when decision.
I'm pretty sure I'm walking out the door at the end of the year.
Yeah, he told me when I first got elected that he was leaving.
Whether you can come back for 15 hours or not.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now, the way I understand it, my benefit level is at 92%. Mm-hmm. I mean, from this point on, the amount of increase is just barely moving.
Yeah.
But the biggest reason I'm wanting to get out of here, Eric needs someone that is more, has less restrictions mm-hmm. on what I'm allowed to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not helpful to Eric when I sit back and go like this while he's doing all the work, because I'm not allowed to do it. Mm-hmm. It's not fair to him. And it's not to mention, it's a little depressing for me too.
So what do you think about having a seasonal worker?
There needs to be at least a minimum of two people working. I mean, this job at times really could use three and four people at times.
Listen, I think we could use two full-time workers. I'm not trying to bash you, Robert, at all, but your physical health has had you on restrictions in whatever manner, shape, or form for the last few years. And it's tough. If there's a tree down in the middle of the night, you need two people to go. You need somebody to stay there with the light, and you need somebody to cut the tree down. Then you need somebody to help you lift it into the truck. And no offense, you're just not, I mean, all of us are getting older, aren't we? But I really do think we need two full-time people. And if we have to overlap for 2 months, we do have the funds.
Yes.
It's not, and it would be
it's
better.
Not like you're doing it for a year or years.
Right. It would be better to have Robert train them. He's got a lot of institutional knowledge, because how many years have you been here now? 37?
38.
Look at that. And so.
I can't believe I'm still alive.
Yeah, you don't look a day over 39, so there's that. So, you know, we need somebody with a CDL, we're going to pay a little bit more. ODOT was hiring, I looked at this yesterday, the day before, they're hiring a CDL road worker, highway maintenance one, at like $24 an hour, I think. So, but I don't know where the range falls. I have no idea. But I do think that for 2 months, we can afford that. We get all your institutional knowledge. And, you know, maybe you're 15 hours, maybe that's more in the summer when you come back then, or maybe it's in the winter when we do need, you know,
extra
help. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you're phenomenal at the plow, just a phenomenal plow driver. But if we're going to run, if we get a bad storm like we got in January of this year, like, you need somebody's backup. You mm-hmm. really do. Mm-hmm. So that's mine. Yeah. 2 cents worth. So
what I was asking was, we're talking about strategy here. So do we continue it to full-time, or do we have a staff where we have seasonal workers that we can hire as many as we need, or even, again, we could contract some things out if we need to meet the needs. Because when you start adding full-time people, then when you don't need them, they're still there. Right.
Absolutely. So, that's how the
so well, works. I think you still need 2 full-time people. And then if you need seasonal workers,
you supplement that
in when you need the seasonal workers.
So what are you basing your you need 2 full-time workers on?
How is somebody going to cut down a tree and somebody not plow into the back of them in the middle of a road?
If you have seasonal workers, that could be that filling that second position.
But if your tree is down, you're not calling Joe Q seasonal worker at the drop.
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, you're not even open to the idea. It's just no, right off the bat.
I'm just saying you need 2 full-time people all the time, and then a seasonal worker as needed.
Yeah, I would.
So we didn't always have 2 full-time people, and it seemed to work fine when there wasn't 2 full-time people.
Well,
so that's why I'm bringing this back up, is that there are so other approaches.
Haven't done crack sealing in forever. We could rent a crack seal machine and do the crack sealing. We've done, you guys have done, somebody patched my roads, which was great. Mm-hmm. However, he probably got rear-ended at least 7 times by the people driving like bandits to get to their damn vet appointment.
Yeah.
And there are a lot more potholes that need help. I would love it if somebody could come off and brush that corner, but I will go do it this weekend because there's so much gravel. I mean, I think there's a lot of stuff that maybe isn't getting done as regularly because right now, again, no offense, Robert, we have about 1.5 or 1.75 employees because there are some things you're not able to do.
Able or allowed?
Well, sorry, I meant allowed. I know that you would do them if you wanted to. I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, we could do some more regular maintenance on our roads. We could do some more proactive pothole filling. We could do some more proactive crack sealing. We could actually fix a ditch before it blew out the culvert. You know, I mean, all those things that, and then you have 2 sets of eyes looking. You guys make your drive around every whatever morning it is, maybe every morning, I don't know. But one person drives, the other person does have to look. You can't ask somebody to drive and look and then stop.
I wasn't asking that.
Julie,
I'm saying maybe the way to solution the what our needs are is not necessarily 2 full-time people. Maybe it's a full-time person with 2 seasonal workers, or a full-time person with a seasonal worker with some things contracted out. I'm just saying the combination to meet those needs could be different and maybe would be better. I don't know.
And so that's what, when you ask that, that is why I'm giving you my answer. Those are the reasons why I think that we need 2 full-time people. Will they have downtime? Absolutely. If it is pouring down rain, there are only so many chainsaws you can sharpen and so many, you know, floors you can clean. I get it, but that is baked into the equation of a road crew. It is. No, they're not going to be productive 110% of the time. But on the flip side, if there's a major snow event, you guys are going out at 10 p.m., and I am not.
Mm-hmm. But you're more than welcome to ride along.
I would love to ride along.
I would love to
one last time before I leave.
I would love to scare your trustee again.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Let's move on.
We got to get going here.
Well, I think this is part of your strategic plan, and it is coming up, and I truly think that I think that we need to look at it sooner rather than later. So if we're going to hire somebody in November, we need to start doing that in October. So yeah, definitely it should be on the agenda for the workshop in probably not July, but in August. Mm-hmm. And by then, could we hold you to, like, by the end of August, you have a definitive answer from Oakers of what you're...
I can get things organized, but yeah.
That's what I think this hinges on, is if you get a definitive date, January 4th is going to be my last day.
Right.
Then that gives direction on...
He told me when we did our first road trip together, he had just talked to them, and he told me specifically what his date was, and it's always been January. I've known all along. He's been totally forthcoming with that. He knows.
Now you're blowing his cover, Cama.
I know. He's trying to play coy, but he did. And he reiterated that this past January, you know I'm leaving. Did you not? Mm. You know. He was there. And then, you know, I've just kind of kept my mouth shut because I was kind of hoping maybe, you know, we could work something out a little better. And we came up with this 15 hours and so forth.
I never thought retiring was going to cause so much trouble.
Well, call overs and have a conversation with them. Go over, sit down with them, go over the numbers, look at the spreadsheet, and make sure that you are comfortable with your decision. We are not trying to force you into January 4th or any day. It's just you need to feel comfortable. But what I think Cama is saying and the rest of us are saying is your decision makes, once we know that, we can move forward in whatever path that is.
Because I know you are going to have to take that 30 days. I know that.
Hmm.
So January through February, you're not going to be able to work for us.
Hmm.
So I have to have somebody there. And and short of me doing the, and Eric needs to have a CDL. If I have to get in the plow or whatever, then I'll get in the plow. But if we don't have anybody, I would certainly like to have somebody in place by November, you know, just to be sure that the township is covered. Because I don't know that it's going to snow like it did last year, but I don't know it's not going to. So
that was crazy.
So I don't want to be left in a lurch. And so the sooner you can get back, I know what you told me and I haven't forgotten, but the sooner you can get it clear in your mind for sure, the better it's going to be for us.
Well, given the explanation, I almost believe you this time that you will be retired.
I mean, there was one.
He's told me 3 years in a row. He's given me three dates.
One of those dates was because I didn't want to leave the guys in the middle of winter.
Right.
I believe
that. Now, you always gave me the anniversary date, which I thought was in the spring.
September.
Oh, September. Okay.
I believe the first of the year.
Okay. All right, we got 20 minutes. So let's keep going. So the other thing on there was the road maintenance and paving strategy. We're going to wait till we get some analysis. Mm-hmm. The cemeteries we already talked about. We're going to continue to not sell new plots. Mm-hmm. One thing I would like to mention is the pile of dirt that's at West Charleston. Mm-hmm. Is there some way to get rid of that?
We talked about that, but they like to use that pile of dirt to fill in when they dig the graves up. They've been using the pile of dirt there to fill in the top because it settles down.
So
what's the issue with it?
Well, people complain about it because it's in the cemetery. Mm-hmm. I mean, I gotta admit, I've never been to a cemetery where there's been a big pile of dirt there.
Most cemeteries that have a dirt barn or have a wall or something. Mm-hmm. Put a wall around it, like a little bin.
Yeah. We might be able to do that.
Just something to hide it.
Yeah, you could put like a little bin. I mean,
it's
not really as...
Money.
What we could do is get some white vinyl fencing or something and just fence it off so that it's behind the fence, you know, and then they can go and get it that way. But I said that. And remember you said something about we had some of that dirt that, because I wanted to fill it in with the park, was contaminated or something with... From a storm or whatever. So I didn't have them move it around, but we can certainly block it off with some white vinyl, you know. I'm good with that, Julie, if you think we can afford that. Can we do that?
We can just do that ourselves, right?
The budget for the next 5 years.
Right. I think it's a couple $100 maybe. What do you think?
Is it vinyl? Maybe. Vinyl? Or is that what you want to put up?
If you guys want to put up a fence, you can do it, but I'm not helping you. That's what the road's crew for.
Hey, we got a fencing expert. Yeah. Going to Eric. Yeah.
Oh, That's true.
So we'll get him to do that then.
Okay, Friendship Park. Anything else on the cemetery?
No.
Friendship Park. So, since I got on the board, I've been asking about having some sort of enclosed shelter or meeting room. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to buy the church, so do we want to? So now we're going to do the open shelter just for picnicking. That's in the plan. But what about having an enclosed shelter, which would also serve as a meeting room?
I love the idea of a combined fire township and then like a meeting room that we could meet in and then have it rented to the...
Like a combined government center, essentially.
Yeah, like a community meeting room mm-hmm. with cameras so that you knew who went in there mm-hmm. and who left and who made it messy. Mm-hmm.
Great. Some
and they'd have to rent it out or...
Yeah, or a nominal schedule deposit or something. Yeah.
So you're talking about and it's part of this a bigger building, a new building.
Yeah, only because I'm totally on board with the idea. I just feel like a meeting room over there... that doesn't get a lot of drive-by traffic. Mm-hmm. Nobody at the fire department is there. Mm-hmm. And the fire department, that's the benefit we have, is fire department's there 24/7. Mm-hmm. At least somebody is. So if you hear people breaking glass or...
They're there, yeah.
Or leaving all their trash. I mean, you'd hate for somebody to rent it on a Saturday afternoon, close it up, leave all their crap in there, and then we've got rats and mice mm-hmm. bugs by Monday when you guys come and not mm-hmm. you because you'll be retired. But somebody comes to take a look at it. I mean, I think it's a good idea. I'm just wondering if it's part of a bigger strategic plan for a whole community center. Mm-hmm. Or, sorry, combined, what do you call them?
Government center.
Government center, yes.
Yeah, I like that idea, too. I think it's we need a little bit of a bigger room anyway for our meetings.
Yeah, it gets a little tight in there. Yeah,
I've had... couple of zoning meetings where it's been standing room only.
Yeah.
But do you want it to be part of the bigger center, or do you want a shelter and meeting room that could be at Friendship Park? I mean, the thing is, so if we make it part of the bigger picture, when is that going to happen? Because I can't see it happening in the next 5 years.
I don't know. Cam is going to talk to the guy about the property.
Well,
we've got $5 million sitting in the bank, right?
That is not a slush fund. That $5 million has been given to us to spend as the community wishes, and I don't believe that's what they voted on the 3.8 mil levy. Not saying they wouldn't want it, I'm just saying I don't think you can just say we're going to spend $5 million this way.
Well, we have the money is what I am saying, and it could be used for this because it would benefit the community. It benefits fire and EMS, it benefits the community if there is a community center. You're not going to have standing room only for the 87-year-old lady who comes to complain about her neighbor's whatever. She has a seat. It's wheelchair accessible. It's ADA compliant. We're not going to get fined by whatever governing body there is because now we've contaminated all the lungs of our firefighters with our washer and dryer in the same place where they're eating. I mean, I'm not advocating using $5 million tomorrow. I'm just saying that we do have some funds so we could start that planning. We could have the funds to buy the property. We could have the funds to do spend the money to have an architect to do some plans for us to see if this would work. And then we could put a bond issue on the ballot if we want, or we could start doing the marketing necessary to do it. But I really actually take offense to you calling it a slush fund and that I'm using it for just willy-nilly things. I'm not buying Kama a private jet so she can fly to Florida in it. I mean, that's totally different. That, to me, is the slush fund. This is for the community and for the good of the community. Whether we use it for it or not, I don't know. Sorry, Cam, I know you really wanted that private jet. Rhonda's the one going to Florida all the time. But it's just, it is for the community. Should we be using it for infrastructure? Maybe we should. I mean, but it is a general fund. It has all the reasons, and that would be, in my mind, definitely a use for it. And if you guys don't agree with it, that's fine. But I think a meeting room at the park sets us up for a heck of a lot of cleanup because there's no oversight or limited oversight. That's all I'm saying. I'm fine with this shelter. I think it's a great idea. Fine with the pickleball court. Love the fitness trail.
So, like New Carlisle uses, I mean, they do the same thing. They have the shelter in the park,
yep,
which they use for their meetings, and they don't seem to have issues. So, I mean, there could be, there could be the one person who doesn't clean it up. I don't know. But, I mean, the thing about having that, too, is that it can be rented out for events, which is also something that that places like New Carlisle do that have their shelters.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure, the argument for it being off site, I'm with you. It's not, there's nobody there all the time, but same thing there. It's in the park where
if you look at where New Carlisle's is, there's, first of all, 571 goes right by it, and then it's got roads on this side of it and this side, and it's right here. Mm-hmm. And there's, that park is fairly active.
And there are houses right there.
Yeah, and that park has a lot of traffic. I mean, I don't run there much anymore, but there's always, back in the day, there were always kids playing, mm-hmm. people playing in the volleyball courts. Didn't you just, somebody just say they changed their tennis to pickleball?
Yeah.
Our park, and again, we may be, if we have our shelter and we have our pickleball court, maybe we will have more traffic. But our Friendship Park does not get a lot of traffic, which reminds me, this guy sent me an email wanting to use the baseball diamond. Damn it, I forgot to call him back. I'll forward it to you.
Okay.
So we don't want an enclosed shelter and meeting room in Friendship Park. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, I don't, but you guys may want. I mean, that's my opinion. I don't know what Cam wants or... Rhonda wants,
it's
or
me,
or well, no, but it's up to all of us.
Like, we're here strategizing.
Yeah.
So I think for me, I like to try to explore the one stop shopping deal. I still would like to put the pickleball courts there and the shelter there at the park. I would like to do that. That's a done deal for me. Okay, but I would also like to explore the idea of talking to. BJ, well, he doesn't own it. He leases that up there. You know what?
Leisure Lawn or something.
Oh, yeah.
I'd still like to send them a letter and try to work a deal with them about maybe taking a few acres off their hands. You know, they're clearly not going to use all of that.
Right.
They've had that ground for how long? Years. It's been
years.
So maybe we could negotiate something to take a few acres off of their hands and... locate, that would be a good location for us as well, you know, to do that extra bit. But then that you open the door there, okay, now we don't have a use for these buildings up where we're at anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, so maybe the answer is close the alley, take the first two lots and go with that god awful ugly design.
Yeah.
But it worked. I mean,
yeah.
it's functional.
What, so I've not seen these places, and I'm looking at pictures of them. So is it Heritage Hall? Is it this
one? It's the octagonal
one. Where they do...
No, it's the one in the park.
Smith Park.
It's in the park.
Smith Park.
Okay. So I guess where I'm at is I'm not for or against one or the other. If we're going to do something at Friendship Park, my biggest concern is parking. Mm-hmm. Are we going to put in more parking? Because there's...
Well, we would have to. We'd have to move it back. We'd have to move
and
the buildings back in the center of the acreage
the front
that's there.
Part of the park.
And the alley that's there would have to move back for parking. So everything's going to move back
just
at that
shift
point.
Back. Okay.
You know, which.
So we've taken our 2 acres and made it even smaller.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the only way you can do it. Because you don't have enough parking there with the Methodist Church. Even if you use the Methodist Church.
Right.
A lot there.
Yeah, that's
and then
point.
You
that's
you use what's along the
yeah,
back
that
of the
Methodist
park.
Church has hardly any
anybody,
parking.
Yeah.
So. Well, hardly anybody going, but also hardly any parking.
Yeah.
What about if we looked at like hiring an architect to say, okay, first of all, a park plan, because you're right, I didn't even think about the parking
mm-hmm.
if we put a shelter in
mm-hmm.
or put an enclosed shelter in.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely need...
You have to move everything back.
Yeah, and
so.
We don't want to put that pickleball court in and then have to tear it up 3 years
mm-hmm.
later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to move things back. And when you move things back, you know, we just finished the...
I know.
The playground.
Well, you could move it back beyond, like,
you could
go into
it.
Yeah, section it off and so forth. But, you know, so I would try to come up with something so that... You know, maybe the front of the playground is off to the right, and you do pick a driveway back, you know, and you're going to go back, and then you have
parking
in front of the building.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Things,
yeah.
And then, you know, you do it that way. That would be my plan. And you could get maybe an enclosed shelter. You could get a couple of the little pickleball thingies and maybe even a basketball court
right.
back off to the right side
mm-hmm.
there, and you still got a shelter and you've got an enclosed shelter as
right.
well for a meeting room or something like that. That's what I'm thinking, but
Well, but maybe that's a goal for 2026 is to hire a landscape architect to see what here's the wish list. Put the meeting room on there and show
it. I wanted to try to use that guy over at the free guy.
Has he called back?
No.
Oh. But either way, it's $10,000. I have no idea how much it would cost.
It'd still be worth it to do that, to lay it out, because I mean, even if we put those courts in, you know, off to the right on the other side of the swing sets and so forth, because it's right there. I mean, you've got parking right in the front, but you can make a path that goes back to those courts and have them off to the right, and you still have room to the left.
To put some parking in.
Yes, to put parking, and you can even put a building further back and so forth. But you really should have kind of a visual to
absolutely to
lay it out and show you exactly what you got there. I mean, that's my thinking.
Right.
I'm good with a shelter that's right there close to the
We do have sewer and water there, so
to the diamond or the courts and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
And we have some room, so why not try that? Plus, we have that. And then, as far as keeping everything else over at the other thing, we have that front lot. You know, and if we closed off the alley, the other addition to the building is not, I haven't looked at the layout that they had.
It's awful.
It's awful.
No, it's not awful. It's somebody's first pass, and it's probably in there.
It's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I can see utilizing that front as well.
Yeah.
I can see utilizing
it's great
the side,
frontage to have it, and some parking.
But I'd also like to move, but then we're stuck with
I think it's a
facility that we, what are we going to do with? What are we going to do with that facility? What would be the game? Sell it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What would be the choice?
Yeah, I know. There wouldn't be one. We would have to do that. There wouldn't be one.
Okay, so what about fitness trail? And then you just mentioned basketball courts again.
Somebody I love the idea of a fitness trail.
Tennis courts last time.
Oh, you would, wouldn't you?
I would.
Yeah, we could do that too. I mean, you could do actually a track around that whole 2.5 acres that's there, you know, and that would be nice as well. A little blacktop.
It'd be like
thing.
The Nays Rec Center.
Yeah.
Just have it.
What about tennis? Anybody still want that? It was mentioned at the last meeting.
This actually isn't as bad as I thought. You know, I was thinking it was like there was a big long one that connected it here, but it's not as hateful.
Do
as
we
I
have
thought.
To be out of here exactly? Yet.
I have to be somewhere. I have dinner plans.
Yeah,
me too.
Well, I'm
we
good
really
with
needed
whatever.
To have the executive session.
Okay.
And we haven't talked about annexation, which
well,
should be a big
let's
part.
Let's stop
of...
and go into the executive session, and we can meet again when we have Ben, and we can talk about the anti-annexation person. I mean, that's not terribly hateful.
No, it's not.
I remember it as worse. So my bad.
Yeah, you are.
So we have 4 minutes. Let's talk about let's go through the anti-annexation stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody still interested in having an anti-annexation person?
I vote for a part-time zoning person before I'd vote for an anti-annexation person.
I'm for the anti-annexation person because I think that we're not doing anything still to combat it, and we're going to be, once again, we're going to lose more of the township.
I guess that depends on if we get the legislation passed that's pending. If that passes, then right now, an anti-annexation person, what are they going to do for us? Because the laws are not in our favor.
Well, they'd basically be a lobbyist, right? So writing letters, campaigning, looking things up, whatever we needed them to do.
We don't know what we need them to do. And the law is such that we have no power to do anything. And right. Lobbying somebody, us paying a lobbyist to go down and...
I shouldn't have called him a lobbyist because that's not what I meant. But that's the job, right, is to constantly be doing things to, whether you're talking to your legislators or, you know, doing whatever. Mm-hmm. We have basically a one-man anti-campaign right now, and that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
So... I don't have time to do it.
Yeah, I know.
Which is crazy.
You know, the annexation fight over the years, any time that we had any benefit out of it is when we made personal agreement with the opposing party.
Right, so that's what's next is
annexation, cities, got all the power. Mm-hmm. We just sat in there going, okay, come on.
Take what you want.
Yeah. Right, so here, so that's kind of the next thing is having ag easements and buying development rights. So
I like buying the development rights because if you can get them and you hold to them, then you, I can see something valid in doing that. I also can see some validity in the ag rights as well. But the problem is that when somebody's looking to sell and somebody's looking to buy, the last thing they're going to buy is a property that has those rights taken away already. They're just not going to do it. And so I don't see that we will be able to negotiate a deal on property and get those rights because it curtails that seller from being able to sell his property to the highest bidder because those rights are there.
So, but there are some people who want that, and those are the people, I'm with you,
yeah.
But there are some people who want it,
yeah.
And that's one of the things the anti-annexation person can do, is start talking to people in our target areas for annexation, and we spend some of our money on buying these rights, because that's what other places did. They didn't wait for the state to come up with money, you know, for some program, which we still have, right? We can go to soil and water.
We already did it once. We already bought all that conservation easement with the park. I mean, that was a huge annexation.
Yeah, but that's not going to stop it along 40.
It's not, but I'm saying we have a template for doing that. We have done it once. We have used funds to do it. It's not like we haven't done anything. My gosh, that's 1,000 houses that we saved from going in there. So going forward, maybe we get a zoning anti-annexation person. I don't think that we can hire an anti-annexation person that can have a full-time job of fighting annexation when we don't have, we're a township. You just said it. The cards are stacked against us.
Well, there's plenty of townships out there that seem to be buying up the edge to prevent them from being annexed. So we're just not acting. The problem is there's other places acting and we're not acting. And my understanding is that's what the 3.8 mil levy was for, was to help do some of this stuff. So can we use that money to maybe buy these development rights or do some things? I was just talking to a guy that's looking for space, looking for a property in the township to put warehouses on. So maybe that could be something we could support. I don't know. I don't know, but nobody's looking at anything. We're just all...
I don't think that's fair, nobody's looking at anything. I spent a lot of time with Andy talking to developers, talking to property owners. Let me tell you, Cam's right. Nobody's selling their development rights. They're not. Siler, we got because Don knew Siler from back in the dark ages. And then Siler's lawyer happens to sit on the Five Rivers Metro Parks Advisory Board distantly. So,
and they also got the same amount of money they would have gotten had they sold it to a developer. Because that's how they appraised the property. So, yeah, there were some other
but
things.
We had a partnership with Five Rivers to do that. I'm not arguing. I can go for an anti-annexation person if they also do zoning. But I can't support a whole anti-annexation person. What are we paying? I'm $65,000, $70,000 a year or $80,000 or I don't know. But they should do some zoning. Take some load off of Cody. Let him start doing the agendas. That's part of what the administrator does.
Part of that position, yeah.
Well, one of the biggest things I've seen over the years that did not help us when it comes to zoning, I mean annexation, the ability to give them services, electric, sewer, mm-hmm. water.
Right.
And once we ran that up and down 40, that hampered Hubert from annexing. Doesn't stop them.
But
it does
hamper them. You're right. We could do some development, whether it's warehouses, whether it's a doctor's office, whether something. It is something.
That's going to keep the kids.
You could do over 55, you know. And but nonetheless, we do have some of that capacity along 40 to make
because,
that loss.
Because, I mean, so who would you rather pay taxes to if you was a small businessman? The township or the taxes that Hubert Heights pay?
Yeah, and here's the next thing that's coming, Cam. You mentioned it the other day. CarMax property.
Yep, I know it. He's actively trying
and
to
And they
sell
do
that.
Not have sewer and water. It doesn't extend that far. And Huber's right across the street.
Right.
So
where's that property?
It's on the corner of, if you go down 40 towards the west, right as the road, it's past Wildcat, and then right as the road starts to curve, it's like, I don't know, 200 yards before that on the right-hand side.
Yeah, that little house on the corner is a business, right there, and then DCI is on the left side of the road as you're going
yeah.
towards
the reserve. Is it between the, like where it goes into where Carmack mm-hmm. was at?
Yeah.
And they made that industrial park in the curve?
Yeah, but it's on the north side of the road. Mm-hmm. So it's, yeah, there's some, I don't know how much acreage is
there's
there.
There's 80-some acres there or more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's 87, and then he's got acreage with his property that he built back there, they lived in.
Right.
They've got acreage back there. I don't know how many. I think it's 20 acres back right. there, maybe.
Yeah.
So two houses or whatever.
That's something with the sewer and water extension that I would definitely support extending mm-hmm. sewer and water to keep even if it's going to be a development, mm-hmm. keep it in Bethel Township and not have it go to Heber Heights.
Right.
But that takes money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as long as you can provide
services. And
it's down the
street. It's down the street at 202 anyway, the water stuff there. So you could run it the other way.
Oh, it goes to Wildcat.
Yeah.
It goes to Wildcat. Okay. And then it
I thought
splits
it stopped
off.
There at the corner.
Nope, it goes to Wildcat. It circles
through. Oh, so it would be a hop, skip, and a jump then to him.
Yeah. I mean, it's not
trailer,
that far.
The trailer park has
yeah.
water, sewer, something or other, because the county bills them for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they finally hooked up.
Mm-hmm. So, well, yeah, I can see that. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to that either. I don't know what we can do. I mean, I just look at it as though it's the only way to control it is to own it, and we can't afford to buy these large tracts of ground. We just can't. So we have to come up with another strategy to try to get them to stay with us versus go with somebody else.
And that's the development rights thing.
Yeah.
If you could buy the development rights.
Yeah. And if we run sewer and water down there, I mean, you know, then Carmack is able to develop, but he's able to develop in Bethel Township. There's no advantage to him going to Heber Heights at that point. There's no advantage to the developer going to Heber Heights at that point unless it's, you know, six houses on an acre,
yeah.
You know.
Unless they want
10 houses,
ten houses,
multi-family,
I know, and
multi-family,
story, and all
yeah.
that. Yeah. So,
I do need to get out of here in the next 10 minutes. So, if you have an executive session, I think we need to do it.
Okay. You want to try to do that here?
Well, you just said it was super important. I thought.
Well, it is. I mean, I guess I could send an email. Okay. So. Okay, so we need a motion to enter into executive session, which is necessary to consider information related to negotiations with other political subdivisions respecting
right.
requests for economic yes. development assistance.
Motioned.
I will second that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
yes, please.
Ladies, any discussion? Call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Time into executive session will be 5:06. I stopped recording. Oh, come on. Okay, back to regular session at 5:23. I need a motion to adjourn, please.
Motion. Second.
Okay, any discussion?
Okay.
Roll call, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Time of adjournment is 5:24.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.